William and Mary apologizes after donor defends Kavanaugh, blasts Kaepernick in speech. By Tom Sikata on December 27, 2018. William and Mary Law School apologized this week after a donor defended Brett Kavanaugh and condemned Colin Kaepernick during a speech on campus. James Woodrow McLaughlin, the founder of the United Company, spoke at his alma mater earlier this year. According to a report from the College Fix, the school, the College of William and Mary, is apologizing. During his speech on campus, McLaughlin addressed hot-button issues such as Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation and Colin Kaepernick's NFL protests. Although there is no audio or video from the event, several media outlets reported on McLaughlin's remarks based on comments from those that attended. He touched on how immigrants were changing the values of this country, how leaders come from two-parent households, how certain Americans wouldn't be shot by the police if they were respectful, how Kavanaugh was wronged, and the list goes on. Earlier this year, William and Mary Law School Dean Davison M. Douglas published a statement addressing McLaughlin's remarks. In the statement, Douglas argued that McLaughlin's remarks were offensive to some students. During the forum, "We failed our students. Discussions within our community this week highlighted a wide discrepancy between our stated commitment to diversity, equity and inclusion, and our actions. We understand the need for more demonstrative action and measurable goals towards making this a community where all feel equally valued. We call on you to share your ideas and experiences to help us." At the lunch, the keynote address by Mr. McLaughlin included a number of controversial topics which unintentionally offended some students. Unbeknownst to the speaker, some students who were upset with his viewpoints reported not feeling free to leave the room or empowered to challenge the speaker. At one table, seven students were regrettably asked by a law school staff member to stand at the conclusion of the remarks. "Many of you have asked if there is a recording of the remarks. There is no audio or video recording of the event." William and Mary Law School may have joined the list of colleges that value the comfort of their students rather than exposing them to diverse intellectual positions and debate.